This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live in the studio from 7 to 10 p.m. every Sunday, this particular group. But the show, Free Talk Live, is 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. If you like the show, you can go listen to literally all of our back episodes.
You can try.
Over at Free Talk. Well, yeah.
You'll never get through.
You have the opportunity.
Never say never.
You have the opportunity to go and listen to all of the back episodes over at freetalklive.com. Find the archives when you go there. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Before we go on, I have to say, I don't have to say, but I'm going to say that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent. Per transaction, and it has implemented some really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chain Locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so this makes it ideal for merchants. It's one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, widely available on all exchanges, or most exchanges, and in multiple crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO, that's the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Again, Dash.org. We have some calls to get to, but first I want to say welcome to all of the listeners in New Bern, North Carolina, listening to us on WNOS, AM 1450, and FM 102.3. Welcome to you guys. The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to participate in tonight's show.
Missed opportunity.
Totally missed opportunity.
Go ahead.
North Carolina!
There we go.
There you go.
Well, welcome to you folks listening on WNOS. We've been talking about... What have we been talking about?
Religion and AI and sex Olympics.
Yeah. Right.
Religion, separate issues.
AI, sex. What were we last talking about?
The sex Olympics.
Yeah.
Was there any more to your article, Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
You got to give us the category. As we went to break,
I know, I better. Yeah, because I just found a good spot in this article, and of course now I'm not going to be able to find it.
It's the best place for a good...
That was the spot.
Was it the G spot?
Yeah, but... Okay, yeah, here it is. Okay. So, according to several viral posts and a few recent news reports, the European Sex Championship is... Okay, sorry, I already read that. Judges from Swedish Sex Federation would look at seduction, body massages, exploring erotic zones, prelude, oral sex, penetration, endurance, physical appearance, pose execution, creativity in position changes,
pose execution,
and the number of orgasms within a given time to determine who wins.
You know the Russians are cheating on that one.
Yep. So do you feel threatened yet? Anyone? Because I do.
I just want to see them throw down like the most muscular, you know, mid penetration. Pose position.
There's like maybe one or two categories I could compete in, but
all of those. Not
even when I was younger and much better looking.
I mean, what category? Like, what's your top category on
endurance?
That? Endurance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The greatest sexual compliment I ever received was like during the act. Like, don't you ever take Viagra?
That's a compliment. Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that one myself.
Yep.
Yeah. So. At any rate, what else?
All right. Just like the regular Olympic events, contestants would be marked on difficulty of the attempted maneuver and the execution, artistic performance.
The guy from Japan is doing the helicopter.
It's like gymnastics.
Hands down, he wins.
Yeah, this is like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. There has to be like double jointed people who are going to win, like the posing and the position one, because like there's positions that like some people can pull off that no one else on planet Earth can pull off.
I mean, and you know, all of these people are porn stars, or at least most of them. I mean, they have to be. Like, these aren't your average Joes.
Or they're professional providers of sexual services.
Yep. Yeah, prostitutes, yeah.
I've seen one where it's like a sunset flip powerbomb right into oral. It was like, I've got to rewind that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was amazing. And again, the helicopter. The helicopter might be the most impressive thing I've seen.
It seems like there is a market for this type of a thing.
I would think so. But unfortunately, for anyone about to quit their job and go full-time into competitive sex, the above reports are incorrect.
That's it, guys. I'm done.
Yeah. Mic drop. Well, organizers were hoping to run a competitive sex competition as a sport. Ultimately, it was rejected on the grounds that the application was incomplete.
That just means it's a paperwork issue. Yeah. It's not even based on the merits of the competition.
Anarchist sex Olympics.
I saw.
Coming
to a pork fest near you. One will go. They're like, oh no.
It'll be held in the mini golf area.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the new. Well, we already have our annual. We already have our annual mini golf tournament.
It could be right after that.
Yep, right after that.
Right after the mini golf tournament.
I'm bringing my Big Bertha to the mini golf section.
Oh, my gosh.
Going for the ball just dropped.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And don't say the other word, please.
What was that, big captain?
The cuss word that you usually say when you call into Beard Talk Live.
Oh, well, no. I know that. I'm captain. It's me. I've been on over 1,000 shows. I think I get it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, but go ahead.
You worry.
I mean, you're the one who almost had to dump yourself early, so maybe give Ricky a little bit of...
No, I don't
know. Okay. I was a little hyped up when I was talking about a certain fire.
Okay.
No, that gets me going.
Do you?
Anyway, what's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, enough of that crap. Well, I heard some of the things you were talking about. I'm going to comment on a few things. I'm going to jump around a little bit. First of all, I did want to briefly comment on taxes. I mean, I'm right now... Because I had to move into a new apartment this past Friday, you know, not that I had a choice, but I had to. Plus, I got taxes coming up. Property taxes.
Wait, what happened? Your sugar mama made you move, or what?
No, it's a long story.
Okay, man. All right. You don't have to tell it. It's fine.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Don't curse
it. I was there for 20 months. But the point is, nonetheless, I got property taxes and school taxes, and you know, I don't know which one's more ridiculous, you know, paying a tax on something I already own, I guess, for the privilege of owning it or something.
Welcome to home ownership.
Yeah, it's just, it really is the fact that you don't own anything. Your owners own everything you own, and if you don't pay them, they will take your stuff. And throw you in a cage. And
too. I mean, that's another one. Because, I mean, you know my point of view. You heard me, and so has everybody else. I mean, I believe that the public school system should be completely dismantled and defunded. I mean, from personal experience growing up, you know. It's called a lie. I was talking about that last night, by the way. You know? And I don't have any kids in school. And I shouldn't have to pay for, quote, school taxes, you know, being that I don't even believe in the public school.
So you want a bunch of dummies to be running around in society causing all sorts of damage and...
Yeah. Name a thing that's funded...
That's what the school system creates is dummies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Name anything, Ricky, I'm not asking you to do this, but a human could name anything that is tax-funded, and I could say, well, I don't use that, or I don't want that, or I don't believe in that, and thus I shouldn't have to pay for it. Taxation doesn't care about that.
Well, that was my point earlier, right? Like, if you have one of those things in your life that you just don't want to pay for, right, here's your opportunity to stage a tax protest and to encourage others to do the same.
Yep.
Right. I don't even care what your pet issue is.
I do want to comment on that.
Go for it.
Here's my point of view on things. Now, I've heard different scenarios and different approaches. First of all, one wrong approach is either A, cheating on your taxes or lying. That's a wrong answer. That's a wrong thing to do. I don't agree with that for a lot of reasons. But B, another wrong answer is people have done it. I'll tell you how it works here in the Commonwealth. And they're pretty, actually pretty cool with it. Now, say you don't, it's not even the school. The one they get uptight about is property taxes. If you don't pay your property tax, and that's the little one, mind you. Now, if you don't pay it 1 year, that's fine. You can go ahead. You don't pay it another year, fine. You can go on the plan either way. Now, what happens is if it kicks in the third year, say goodbye to it. It's going to go fast.
So here's the
I would say not test it.
Here's the uncomfortable situation that we don't like to get into here on Free Talk Live, right? Mm. Property is one of two things. That which everyone, or rights and property. Rights is one of two things, right? That which everyone agrees upon, or that which you can defend, right? And property works much the same way. It's mine because I said it's mine, and people agree that it is mine, right? Like, I'm holding my phone. Well, this is my phone because everyone around me goes like, no, no, that's Rich's phone, and we're not going to mess with it, right? Or if someone tries to steal it, I have to defend it.
And if you can't, then it's my phone.
Right. And if I can't defend it, then it's your phone. And under the state paradigm, I could be like, well, I'm going to call the big gang, and they're going to come get it back for me because I pay my taxes. Right.
Right. Now, one point I'll throw in here, and I was thinking about this today because I was thinking about Pennsylvania.
But it works for property tax, too. Right. If you're not going to pay, you have to defend it.
Well, here's what I was thinking about. Because, I mean, I'm not happy with Pennsylvania being an association. I mean, it's time to blow it away. I want it gone. I want to go. Okay, but that aside, okay, time to leave the union. But one of the things I'll point out to people, there's, I don't know about all, but most of the territories in the country, going back to the days, this is after 1776. To this day, it's a small amount, but I know PA is one of them. I know there's a lot of them. There's still a small portion of money annually, every year, it goes to the monarchy. And the question of ownership is, I think, really up to debate going way, way, way back. I'm not even certain myself. And I think that's what comes into play with a lot of this crap, unfortunately. And I think people in modern day who do buy the property, they end up getting punished as a result.
Because they don't actually own it.
That's what I just said.
Right? The state claims ownership of it regardless, right? And you know that they own it, right? You know, by right or by law or whatever, you know that they own it because they can defend it. Right. They go like, well, you didn't pay. Right. Now we're going to take our property back by force if necessary.
Yeah. Right. Here come the men with guns and, you know, uniforms and all that kind of stuff to come and throw you out of your supposed property when it really isn't because it's theirs.
Well, and good luck trying to defend it, you know. Yeah.
But if enough people did, it can't be one. It can't be one in the neighborhood.
I will say we got good for, at least for us in PA anyways, we do have a pretty small property tax. Now, when it comes to school tax, it's weird the way they do it. It goes by township, but like in my township, they have what they call I'm not even in there, but it goes by the township where I have the land. Yeah. It goes on a flat fee in a particular township. So on my school taxes, I'll get $615 off of the school taxes. I'll take it. You know, it varies for township.
A reduction is a reduction, and anybody who's being raped by the tax man will take a reduction in the amount of rape they're receiving.
You guys get killed in New Hampshire, you know?
On property tax, yes.
Yeah, and property tax is the...
Right, I mean, so we're actually... I'm actually doing pretty good. I mean, it sucks, but I'm kind
of
like...
Well, yeah, but doesn't PA have a whole bunch of other taxes that New Hampshire doesn't? Like, New Hampshire doesn't have income tax. New Hampshire doesn't have really any other tax.
Well, and I was having this discussion with somebody from Massachusetts. They were like, your property tax.
Hold on.
But my point was, there are a whole... Kind of like you said about other states.
Yeah.
There are a whole bunch of taxes that Massachusetts has that New Hampshire doesn't have. Excise tax.
Wait a minute.
You know, we don't have to pay excise tax in New Hampshire. A lot of people don't even know what that is.
Right.
You know, but if you live in Massachusetts, you sure know what excise tax is.
Well, I sure as hell don't live in Massachusetts. And, you know, it's funny. They used to be once like PA, but it's funny somebody said municipalities. That and getting a bunch of status in their government destroyed Massachusetts.
Sure.
You know. But here's a question I have.
You can look at the overall tax burden of any state. New Hampshire is not the best in overall tax burden, but it's better than most. And there are other freedoms that make it worth
it.
Well,
and that was my thing, too.
I got a question. Hold on, Nikki. I got a question the captain mentioned. Income tax. So you're telling me if you live in New Hampshire, you don't have to file federal income tax?
No. You do have to file federal, not state.
And federal is, what, like 30%? So, I mean, depending on your tax bracket.
Well, I was almost there. You almost got me there. I was glad to move to New Hampshire.
Oh, but if New Hampshire secedes and no longer belongs to the federal government, there goes that.
Well, and if you don't have an income, wink, wink, then whatever.
Yeah. New Hampshire only wants you to move here if you are willing to help make New Hampshire more free. It sounds like you would be willing to do that, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm close to a libertarian. Actually, if I moved to New Hampshire, I probably would change my party to libertarian. But I did want to say something. You know, one of the things, I mean, I disappeared for 5 years. And
where'd you go?
It's a funny story.
It's longer than Jesus.
It was not my choice. I promised Brother Ian. It's because of stuff I talked about on this show. That's why I got picked up. It's a story. I'll tell it someday. It's going to be on January 23rd, the holiday for Pennsylvanians. I decided this. I'm going to tell them that this week. But here's the point I'm trying to make.
It's like 6 months.
You know, it's summing right up. Now, here's the thing. I've come to this conclusion, you know. I mean, my phone's delayed, but once I get it, I'm going to be back online. I've been out and about just like I was years ago because I was hot in 17. I was real hot. I was hot as a pistol. I was being treated like a celebrity in the district. And, you know, that's fine.
And
I like it because I could further the cause. So my cause
member
right
of my household
now
too.
Is secession. Secession is at the top of my mind. Not that it wasn't back when I was running for office, but I want to blow it away more than ever. I got a lot of reasons, including, I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but Generation Z concerns me. I don't want to see...
What is Generation G?
Huh?
Oh, you said Z. Sorry. Is that what you
said?
I see what's happening with these people. I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but I'm realistic. I mean, first of all, I don't want to see the Commonwealth, even of today, turn into some kind of status piece of garbage. I want to blow it away
By definition, that organization
is
states.
And that's, And that's the thing.
I
want to
blow it away while I'm alive yet.
What is your concern with Generation Z, though?
Well,
they're not involved enough in politics.
Several levels. First, I'm going to answer your question. Level one, problem A, the public school system. Problem B, really poor parenting. I mean, in the sense of that these kids aren't, I was basically treated like an adult, but I did have good parents. That's not the case here. The parenting is non-existent. Plus, there's a big embracement by the parents, I think, of the government, but there's a total lack of understanding of how the government even works with these guys. Plus,
sounds like a positive to me.
Around social media. Why do you keep talking over me?
Because we're a talk radio show. That's what we do.
I know, but I was done. I don't know if that last word is in. Their whole life surrounds.
I like to address points as they come up so I don't forget to address them. And then you don't do the dish gallop.
I'm glad there, Richie.
Well, it's when you do that, when you're having a conversation, right, and you make multiple points, and you got to go back and address them all, and I'd rather just address them as they come up. Right? So the Gen Z parenting issue... is not their fault, they're kids, right? Blame the millennials for being terrible parents if you're concerned with how, that's a millennial problem right there.
I totally agree with that.
And when it comes down to, like, they don't know how things work, that seems like a positive to me, right? They have zero, you blame the public schools, but you say they don't know how things work. And if they don't know how things work, we can bring them on to the ideas of freedom and liberty.
Yeah, but I don't
that's
necessarily
right.
know if that
right
is a good
I'm
thing, though.
They can be totally indoctrinated and victimized, too.
So the thing with them not understanding whatever the apparatus of the state is they're kind of just blindly trusting it. Obviously, I'm generalizing,
that's
not
right.
all of them, but it seems like the bulk of Gen Z people that I know are kind
and
of
I'm
just
starting to see it here.
Yeah, they're just blindly trusting right, the system, yeah. and they're becoming very reliant on the system. And it's not just Gen Z; it's a millennials,
it is,
Gen
yeah.
X. I mean,
it
people cannot fathom life
well,
without the state.
Half of Gen X anyway.
It is a problem of the state because the state has been around for so long that when people are born, it's just a thing that exists, and it's more
right.
difficult to question a thing that exists. You don't question like, oh, the sidewalk is there. How did it get there? Because it's always been there. Same thing goes with the state. You just don't question. It's just always there.
Right. But if they don't know, if they don't understand the mechanism, right, then you can pull them out of it and give them the alternative mechanism.
Maybe.
Right. If they don't know how the banking system works, just show them Bitcoin, right, or crypto. Right, then you don't have to worry that they don't know how the banking system works. They're out of it.
I feel like if people yeah. understood how it worked, then maybe they would understand how broken it is. Or obviously
right.
it's not broken. I mean,
right.
it's operating exactly
point.
How it's meant to
right,
be.
Right.
But I think they would just understand, like, wow, this is really messed up, and, like, this isn't right.
They
maybe.
Just live on social media. That's their whole damn life.
So
well, yeah, it's
there.
Just the distractions,
no,
right? It's like reality TV, video games. It's
yeah.
all a
but
distraction.
But the sociological effect is what makes this stuff happen. That's what the government uses. I mean, you know?
Right. If they don't know how emergency services work, right, don't tell them to call 911. Show them the cell 411 app. Right, if they don't know how it works, just feed them the positive
right.
aspect.
Show them the newest thing or the,
yeah.
the right. newest, most freedom oriented thing.
If they're on the edge of technology already,
yeah.
right, and put freedom on the edge of technology,
yeah.
and they will gravitate to it and leave the,
well,
leave the legacy system behind.
One thing that I did is Generation X. I will say. At least a good half of Generation Y. Now, Generation Y was identical to my generation in every way. So the good half I took under my wing. Now, I'll give these guys a shot.
You didn't take half
a
generation under your wing. First of all,
they're
you don't have wings.
Young. Huh?
You didn't take half a generation under your wing.
No, I mean the good half, Captain. I took individuals I would meet. And if I could, I'd talk to them and, you know, stuff like that.
I say, now, boy.
Oh, not with the Elmer. I almost cursed. Thanks a lot, Captain.
Ricky, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603.
Foghorn Leghorn, not Elmer Fudd for the.
616. I swear to God, he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn, just a more articulate version.
Okay.
Foghorn Leghorn. He's got that. And he's not even from he's from Pennsylvania, so I don't know how he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn, but he does.
It's the 5 years that he's
I'll take
away.
Your word for it.
So. She hasn't seen Foghorn Leghorn.
LRN.FM.
When I cuss on air, I gotta dump myself.
Oh, man, right at the end,
whoa.
Too.
Yeah, I caught it in the nick of teen. Nick of time? Yeah, sorry.
It could have just been an exhale.
603-283-6160. Still to come, our number two story. And also, why is Captain Kickass in the news about some sort of music revolution? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The U.S. USA News Update. An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. According to a CBS News YouGov poll, 80% of likely Republican voters say former President Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. An attorney for Trump says she would never advise him to accept a plea deal in his federal indictment. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Hava says a plea is an admission of guilt and Trump did nothing wrong. Part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia will remain closed for an extended period following a tanker fire and roadway collapse. Novak Djokovic has won his 23rd Grand Slam title, beating Casper Ruud in the French Open. The win moves him past Rafael Nadal for most career Grand Slams by a man in history. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It out or anything. Just go ahead and say it real quick and put me on the spot to fill some air when I'm not prepared. That's fine.
We missed the mark by a couple seconds there because it was.
Oh, you missed Mark. Did you hear that, Mark Edge?
I missed Mark too.
Richie Rich misses you. Mark. We have an article just for you, Mark Edge, if you're listening a little later on. Something that I know you're, or at least at some point, you professed to be a fan of Marvel Comics.
Ooh.
And so we have something in that vein for you a little bit later.
That's pretty well-known canon with Free Talk Live. He's a Marvel guy.
Yeah, that's true. At any rate, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We have some callers on hold right now, so we'll get to those in a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes, and he's facing 20 years in prison for what equates to not having the right paperwork. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Saying things that give yourself or your opinion weight with the government would be helpful, such as a military career, if you've held office, something along those lines. Is always helpful. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time at all in prison. We do need these letters quickly, so do not put it off. Send your letter to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't write all that down, that's fine. You can find all the info you need at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. All right. Moving right along, let's just go to your calls and thoughts. We have an unscreened caller. What is your name, please? You're on the air, Free Talk Live.
Butch.
Hey, Butch. What's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about religion and, you know, how it's kind of like a system of belief based upon or lack of evidence or in spite of preponderance of evidence or logic.
Faith and belief requires that. That's like a fundamental part.
And I just wanted to, what was that? And I just wanted to say that, you know what, another belief that's kind of religious and statist at the same time?
Hmm.
Natural rights. And by the way, no one cares that taxation is theft.
I mean,
well, technically,
I disagree.
Technically, taxation is extortion, if you want to, you know, it just sounds cooler to say taxation is theft.
I want to hear Nick, you want to comment on the natural rights part? Because I somewhat agree with him, and that's part of what I was getting at before. So
I just don't get how, I just don't understand how that's a statist belief, because to me, natural rights has nothing to do with the state.
Well, natural rights.
Maybe something to do with religion, depending on your thoughts on that.
So I can say natural rights, in my opinion, are a belief. I believe that people have rights based on your existence. I don't know how it's statist, so.
Say what you said
again.
First off,
it's a religion, right? First off, we can say it's a religion because
it's not a religion.
It's a belief.
There's no logic. There's no logic to it. There's no evidence to it.
But religion is more than just one belief.
It came about at the same time as modern democracy.
Religion is more than just a belief, though, whereas natural rights is just
a belief.
It's
a belief
There's no organization recruiting people. I'm not going to talk over you.
Did you dump him?
No, he's still here. I just put him on hold for a minute.
Let him talk, though, because he's trying to get to a point.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that one belief does not make a religion.
Understood. You got that part out.
Okay.
Now, one belief does not make a religion. Go ahead. You were saying that it's based on something else.
Yeah, I mean, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
So again, I define religion by it's irrational belief based upon lack of evidence or in spite of preponderance of evidence against it, and lack of logic, right?
So
a combination of all three.
I generally agree with the statement. I wouldn't incorporate all religion into that. Right, like one is a subset of the other. Religion is founded upon the lack of belief, right, and or faith or whatever you want to say.
No, religion is founded on a belief with lack of evidence.
Right. Okay. Fine. But not everything that lacks evidence is therefore religious based.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, but it either has to have evidence or logic behind it, consistent logic.
To not be a religion.
Yes, to not be a religion, to be somewhat rational belief.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. I believe that heavy metal music is the best music of all time ever. I just believe that. Is that also a religion?
No, you're talking about a subjective value, but I don't believe.
Okay, so then what's the difference between my belief in heavy metal music being the best music and my belief that rights are a condition of your existence?
Because you're talking about what you think in one, and the other you're universally applying to the rest of reality.
No, I'm just saying that I believe humans have rights based on their existence.
It's like you trying to say what music I like, right?
I would never do that.
No, you have a different religion when it comes to music.
It's like that.
a different belief.
Oh, no, in his world, it's the same thing, right? So he has a different religion. He has a different religion when it comes to music.
I just don't get how one belief would be a religion.
Right.
Like, to me, okay, like a religion is a set of beliefs or, you know, worshiping a higher power. Like, there are different criteria.
Since we're on the subject, let's just take heavy metal. Butch, hang on. Let's just take my belief that heavy metal is the best music of all time, right? It's a belief, and I know not everybody shares that. What would it take for that belief to become a religion?
Whatever you as long as you're telling the truth, whatever you're saying is true by definition when you speak about what your opinion is.
What would it take for my belief to become a religion?
When it's lacking evidence or logic.
There is no evidence or logic.
There's no evidence or logic to my belief. So what's the difference between my belief being a belief and my belief becoming a religion?
This is where your argument falls apart, Butch, right? Because it has to apply to this example.
And I completely disagree
What are you talking about?
Completely disagree with the fact that, the point that you're saying that a religion needs to lack any sort of evidence or logic.
No, I agree with that.
Because I could see some religions having aspects of it that could be based in some sort of evidence or logic,
You're getting lost in just the term. Like, you can replace religion, that definition I used, with irrational. Okay? If you want to use irrational, that's fine.
Those aren't synonymous.
Irrational
though.
And religious. What was that?
Those two words aren't synonymous to
me. Again, one is a subset of the other.
Well, the way I defined it, it's pretty much a synonymous, right?
Then we reject your definition.
You listen to my definition?
We heard your definition, and now we're just going to reject your definition. Right, because
we brought up examples. We can.
We don't agree with their
definition. We don't agree with it.
Right.
Because even if I looked it up in the dictionary, that's not what it would say anyway. So if we want to go for definitions,
right? The way you have defined it does not universally apply
for a rigorous definition. Right.
I don't need the dictionary
unless it has.
You're using a definition.
I can't get a thought out without being interrupted.
You absolutely have, though.
Yeah, dude, you've gotten way more airtime. We know your name isn't Butch, too, so, you know, that's fine.
I know, this is the same thing that happens every Wednesday, past several weeks, so.
That's Sherlock Homeboy to you.
Okay. You can't disagree with the definition.
No, absolutely.
You can, though, because that's you can't just, I'm going to make up a definition for this word, and every single person in the world has to agree with it, because what you're saying isn't even the actual definition.
I can call it a dog, right? But based upon my definition, you can replace the whole definition I used with religion, right?
No, that's the thing. That's why we reject the definition.
It's just a reference to a concept,
use the appropriate word.
As a belief based upon lack of evidence or in spite of the preponderance of evidence against it or lack of logic.
Right, but that's not universally applied. There's your problem.
I don't care, because you can't come up with a better definition at the moment.
I don't need a better definition. I've rejected
it's
yours.
It's just a definition. I'm talking about irrational belief right here, okay?
Okay.
That's why I wanted to replace. You guys are so hung up on the word religion, I want to replace it with irrational.
Okay.
You guys are just so hung up on it, you just won't let it go. I want to replace religion with irrational, so you guys don't get hung up on it.
So what's your definition of irrational?
The same thing as religion, because I just replaced the terms.
Well, repeat it for me, because I missed it.
The concept. What's that?
Repeat it for
me. LRN.FM.
Goodbye.
No.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
So here's the thing. This is obviously not a formal debate platform.
Right.
Right. But if you were ever to enter into a formal debate, right, before you start debate, there has to be an agreement on definitions. Right, and there are debates where they will go so far as to select the dictionary of which those definitions will be derived from.
Right. We must
because
both
how are
agree.
We,
right.
Well, how are we going to debate on something and argue something if we don't even agree on what we're arguing about?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so this guy doesn't want the dictionary definition. He wants to make up his own definition. And then when we reject his definition, he has no way to go, let's, you know.
And that's fine because we kind of were discussing, you know, definitions, whether they're valid or not on Wednesday night's show.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah.
This
we
guy
don't,
calls in every day, by
the way. We don't need to use, like, the dictionary definition. That's fine. We can all reject that, but we still need to agree on right. what the meaning of the word is. Even if you don't care about definitions, what does this mean? We have to all agree on it, or else we can't even start the conversation.
And the problem with his definition, as he used it, right, it was not universally applicable.
Yeah.
Right, because we gave an example of Captain's belief in heavy metal music.
Yeah.
Right, and the definition did not apply.
Yeah.
So it can't be a definition.
And that's not us getting hooked up on the word, you know, that's not us getting hung up on the word religion. That's just,
your definition sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to simplify, generally speaking, if there's two different words, then they have two different definitions. So religion has a definition and has right. components of it. Belief has a definition and has components of it. Now, one can be a part of the other. So religion
subsets
has to have the subset of a belief
right.
in something that lacks evidence. There might be some evidence, but it lacks evidence.
I would right? agree that it has to lack it, because once evidence is introduced, right, then it's no longer faith or belief.
Well,
right?
So, for example, Christianity, there are physical objects that can be tied to the supposed time in which Christ existed, thinking Shroud of Turin, okay. right, that kind of a thing. So that could be considered evidence of the belief that Christ was around and died for your sins and all that kind of stuff. That could be considered evidence, but it lacks enough evidence.
It's evidence. It could be evidence of the historical existence of the
person that the book is based on. Right.
Right. But it is no way tied to the belief system. Right. Because most religions, right, first of all, require the belief in a deity of some kind.
Right.
And the first thing they have to overcome with any atheist is proof that that deity exists.
Right.
And they fail over and over and over again. Because it's a belief, it's a faith-based, belief system in the deity, and no evidence will work.
So then let me repeat the question to you, just so let's see if we can get, because you seem to be able to have the logic thoughts and be able to spit them out at least faster than
I can.
Don't
say.
It takes me a bit, right? Okay. Like, I'm a little slower, but usually I'll digest things like overnight or in a couple of days, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense, or like, I have a better way to say that. My belief in heavy metal, what would make that become a religion?
Using his definition or just in general?
Just in general. Like, what's the difference between a belief and a religion?
I mean, if you said, like, my belief in heavy metal is so strong, right, and then you start to evangelize that and get others to believe in heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
right, then theoretically maybe you would have formed.
So a cult-like organization that shares that belief where we get together and worship the deity.
Sure.
I disagree with that, though, because I think you can have a religion that only one person believes in.
No, you can't. That's so this studio is housed to many different religious organizations.
Yeah.
Right? The Church of the Invisible Hand.
Yep. Shire Free Church.
Right. Church, the Satanist, whatever.
Reformed Satanic Church.
Satanic Church.
I don't want to disrespect. Yep. Captains, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Of the Reformed, it's the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
Okay.
Which does worship reason and logic.
Right. And then I sit in this chair as a cult leader because I started a cult years ago. And the thought popped into my head in high school. Because in high school, I had to take a world religion class. Remember, like, religious Catholic upbringing for those just tuning in.
Okay.
And one of the things that they were asked, one of the things that was in the textbook at the time was like, well, what does it take to become a religion?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people need to follow you? And the textbook answer at that time, this is like late 90s, the textbook answer at that time was, you must have one follower.
Okay.
And so I wrote that down and I folded it up and I put it in my back pocket.
Yeah,
and I said,
I'm going to remember that for later.
I'm going to remember. My senior quote is, you can worship me now. And that was like, that was part of that. Like, I'm there.
Nice.
And so I started this cult. I had the idea for a cult, but it's not a religion yet because I didn't have a follower, right? And then I met a kid. Like, we were working at the same restaurant, and he was having trouble in school. And I was like, just tell him it's a religion. Like, whatever you want, just tell him it's a religious exemption. He was like, that's the thing, man. I can't because, I'm an atheist.
Well, good news for you. You can join my cult.
That's exactly how it happened. I went, dude, I tell you what. I got this cult thing going.
So win-win for both of you guys.
Here's the thing. Join my cult. When they want you to do anything that you don't want to do, just tell them it's against your religion.
So,
and if they question it, have them call me, but like send me a text first and I'll verify and confirm anything you want.
So now my next question is, so if I have my religion,
yeah.
So what is that? Just since I'm the only one that believes in this specific thing, it's just my set of beliefs, I suppose, because it's not right. really in an organized religion.
But if you get one person to follow that unique set of beliefs, where you go like, hey, follow me, I'm going
to
take it.
To me, it just seems dumb that that's what puts it over the edge. Like, that's what turns my set of beliefs into a religion. All of a sudden is one other person believing in
that's
it.
That's all it takes. Cult leader. Yeah.
Now, you
disagree, but that's the definition.
You are welcome.
I mean, it might
be
the definition, but I think it's dumb.
Okay.
You are welcome to be spiritual in any way that you choose.
Yeah, and I guess that's
by yourself
more,
with your beliefs and all that kind of a thing. But the definition of religion is an organization comprised of more than one person, apparently.
One follower.
At least according to your definition way back in the day. We haven't looked it up here yet tonight. But let's move on to some more of your calls and thoughts. We got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you are on Free Talk Live.
Trump trade.
Choo-choo! 37 cops! Choo-choo!
I might be in the minority opinion on that. I'm okay with that.
What did he say?
Treasury, choo-choo!
37 counts. Like the Trump indictment?
Oh, whatever.
People are up in arms like, I can't believe they're indicting a former sitting president. I'm like,
oh, I don't care. I love that.
Yeah, I love it too.
Espionage,
okay, good.
Let's let Jerome talk.
Espionage, traitor.
Yep, all that.
Hey, I just wanted to say this. I got a message for Travis Rudolph, the football player in Florida, got away with murder. I just want him to know you will never find happiness and peace in your life ever again. Okay?
Hey, you got away with murder. PTSD.
You have your freedom, but you'll never find peace and you'll never find happiness ever again in your life. And you cried in court the other day when the verdict was in because you got away, but that won't be the last time you cry. I promise you, it won't be the last time you cry. Okay?
That's probably accurate.
Are you speaking from experience, Jerome?
You didn't have to kill anyone. You didn't have to. They were running away. You made your point. They left.
Are you speaking from experience, Jerome, with your time in the military?
Look, don't talk about my time in the military because you don't know anything. What have you ever done for this country, man?
Not a thing.
Yammer all on the radio. What have you ever done?
Nothing. Okay. I owe them nothing. They owe me nothing.
Yeah. Okay, well, then don't criticize me until you walk the mile in my shoes.
I have no desire to join the military and kill innocent people, so I'm not ever going to walk the mile in your shoes.
You have nothing to offer to this country.
I don't.
Okay, of course that's why you'll never be in the military. You are a military cut. You couldn't make the cut, man.
So that's not true. I once had both. I had the Army, or who was I talking to? I had the Marines on the phone talking to me because my ASVAB was so high in high school that I had to put them on call waiting because the Army was on the other line also trying to recruit me. I was heavily recruited in high school.
And what happened?
I went to college instead. Got a master's degree.
Yeah, right. You have a master's degree, huh?
I have an MBA from Gonzaga University.
In what?
Hey,
it's a Bachelor's of Business Administration.
There's plenty of people that go to college ain't that bright, okay?
I know.
There are plenty of people that go to college. Trump went to Penn, an Ivy League school. You going to tell me he's brilliant?
No.
The man who said, I just want people to stop dying.
Hey, I got a question, though,
and
Jerome.
I can shoot somebody.
Jerome, I got a question. You were talking about this football player who killed somebody as they were running away. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're very upset with this person. And you had a message for him that he's never going to find peace. And so I can understand why you might be upset that somebody killed a guy who was running away. How come you're not equally upset when you hear this same story about police killing a guy, when they shoot him in the back, or when they shoot a kid in the car?
What do you mean I'm not upset? You're damn right I'm upset about it. Look, I grew up in the 50s,
armed forces do it.
I've seen a lot of this stuff. I'm 66 years old, I grew up during the civil rights struggle. You don't need to impress, tell me about police brutality.
So why are you defending it when it comes to the military?
I'm not defending it.
Okay.
But the military has done some good things. And let me ask you this. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, what was America supposed to do?
Set up the blockade to instigate the attack.
What was America supposed to do?
He just answered
you got a war
again.
Going on in Ukraine. You got killing people left and right.
Not set
what
up the blockade to instigate
to
the attack.
And as far as he just mentioned Ukraine, I mean, we could just stay out of it because it's none of our business. And the more troops we send there, the more it just perpetuates. It's like putting oxygen in a fire, you know? It just makes it worse. I don't think us sending troops over there.
Why can't we?
We're all the way over on the other side of the world. No. We're not even, I mean, obviously we might have troops already stationed there. But, I mean, we don't have to be the world, the United States military does not have to be the world police. They don't need our help, though.
I mean, they need somebody's help. They were getting slaughtered by the Russians.
They need our help.
Which is none of our business, you know? I just don't.
Like I said, I don't even care about child abuse from my family next door, right, or the neighbors next door. I don't give a darn what's going on in Ukraine, right? That is your business.
Of course not, because you don't have a conscience. You don't have a soul.
Hey, Jerome.
As an atheist, it's also
I have another question, Jerome. If you care so much about what's going on in Ukraine, how come you're not over there doing anything about it?
The 6-2 fighting days are over.
I'm not in the condition to be able to do anything about it. That's why.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You could travel, right?
I'm not.
Send some money.
Yeah, but I'm not in the condition to do that. Do you know anything about my health?
I'm not saying that you have to go over there and physically get into altercations, but you could certainly go over there and provide some support. You could provide counseling. You could provide, I mean, what? You could just talk to people who are having a hard time.
Send guns.
Look,
how come you're not over there?
My country. I support. Why aren't you over there? You always
because I don't care. That's why I'm not over there, because I don't care. You care. Why aren't you there?
Yeah.
You're just like the president. The presidents claim that they care about what's going on with the people over there, but they don't go themselves. So the obvious answer is you just want to spout off about it. You don't actually care about those people. You just want to gaslight our nationally syndicated radio audience.
In the sky, look, it's the virtue signal.
Yeah. Hey,
oh, it is. It's a big V, and it's got Jerome's face on it.
You don't give a damn, so where does that leave you? You don't give a damn.
About what?
It leaves me with more money in my pocket as I prevent the state from taking it.
I care.
Oh, I care immensely. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why I do this. That's why I speak bad of the organization that does nothing but murder and steal from people. That's all that it's good. That is true. It is true. That's all it does. Everything government has, it first takes from someone else. Government doesn't produce anything. Government doesn't produce anything, Jerome. Government doesn't make anything. Government doesn't manufacture anything. All it does is it steals from other people and then takes a huge chunk off the top for itself and all of its friends and then gives it to, people who then make the things that government tells them to.
It's the most inefficient consumption on the planet.
Thanks for the call, Jerome. 603-283-6160. The third hour of Free Talk Live is still to come. We have our number two story to get to yet, as well as something about some guy in the news about music. We'll get there. It's coming up. Free Talk Live.
The religion of music.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.